This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes on Thursday, the 20th of January. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me, as usual, is Frida Liu.
Right, not as usual.
Well, it needs to be as usual.
Okay.
Yeah, but we could get a mix-up in the month of February. We could have fresh new voices from the other side of Enterprise. You know, right. We'll just leave you with that tease. Mm. On the show today, we're going to be talking about digital transformation for SMEs.
Right. We're asking this question. Did your company digitally transform during the pandemic? If so, how? We'd love to know how. There is a poll happening on Twitter, and that's at BFM Radio. The options is yes, greatly. Yes, a little bit. No, already digital. No, not yet. So yes, take part in that. Also, let us know what's happening via WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
We'd like some specifics if possible. Mm. Was it more automation when it came to HR, with your documentation, the way you worked, meetings? There are so many ways that we kind of digitally transformed as a nation over the last 2 years. So we'd like to hear what it was like for you in your organization.
Right. And I'm looking at this at the moment, right? Never mind yes greatly or yes a little bit, right? Very subjective. But looking at that, that's close to 70% that has done some sort of digital transformation, right? No, already digital, 16%. I suppose those are those tech companies, right? Mm. But no, not yet. About 15%, not yet.
Exactly. So if you are a small business or SME or a large organization, I don't know how this will be possible, that hasn't really digitally transformed over the last 2 years, you really want to stay tuned to this show, especially to our expert who we'll be speaking to after the break. We'll intro him in just a bit. But we are talking about digital transformation today because that has only accelerated because of the pandemic. But what comes next? What are the key steps for SMEs and organizations to ensure that they don't fall behind in the digital space moving forward? Now, tellingly, according to the recent Google, Temasek and Bain & Company Economy Southeast Asia 2021 report, one in three small and mid-sized merchants in Southeast Asia believe that they would not have survived COVID-19 without selling on digital platforms. Mm. And yet, in a Bain survey, only 4% of executives said that they had achieved all of their digital goals, and 30% reported achieving less than half.
So when the pandemic hit, the organizations that are progressing with their digital transformation were better prepared to meet the overnight challenges and demands of a market and world turn upside down. Southeast Asia is now home to 150 million digital consumers.
350 million.
350, oh my goodness, my eyes. with 60 million, and my eyes couldn't believe it. With 60 million added since the pandemic started, digital consumption is now an ingrained way of life, and companies that want to thrive must meet the rising expectations of consumers, especially since 90% of these new digital consumers will continue to rely and spend more on digital services.
Now, according to Manny Maceda, the worldwide managing partner at Bain & Co. based in San Francisco, the expedited onboarding of digital has taught businesses five main things about the future of their digital transformation. First up, there is no digital transformation without a tech transformation. A modern and flexible technology infrastructure cannot be an afterthought. It is a key enabler for building the adaptability and resilience required to capture the competitive advantage of digital at scale and do it quickly, with speed. Yeah. Number two, changing people and ways of working is harder than changing technology. I mean, how many experts have we spoken to who say when it comes to digital transformation, the main obstacle is always the people, not the tech at all, or not even the process, right? So addressing talent and culture gaps early on in the process can save time and avoid roadblocks later. By building internal capabilities, finding the best technology partners, and maintaining the agile working process adopted adopted during the pandemic, companies can succeed in closing that culture gap.
Right. Another point is sponsors are a key to success. The endorsement of a board, executive team, or top role model leads to organizational buy-in, a key element to successfully implementing the transformation scale. Innovation requires freedom and risk-taking. So place responsibility to innovate in a separate structure in the organization rather than its core to continue innovating and taking risks. Incremental scaling wins over a big bang. So instead of adopting digital across the organization overnight, which will give, you know, hence the resistance from people, experiment in one or a few business areas to gauge early results before scaling.
And just don't give everyone palpitations when they come into work that morning and they have to do this. And while there are many ways to go about a digital transformation, patterns have begun to emerge, reportedly. They include a focus on digital foundations before scaling, creating roles to rationalize a fragmented digital landscape and prioritize digitization efforts, gradually incorporating digital from the front to back end, and launching new cutting-edge tech infrastructure from scratch. Mm.
So for many SMEs, it can be tough to figure out where to start. And more importantly, now that the pandemic sort of, you know, pushed most companies into the digital space, to figure out what to do next or how to improve further. So we'll be speaking to Ian John, Country Head of Enterprise Resource Planning Consultancy firm Simplify Consulting, after a break to hear his thoughts on digital transformation for SMEs.
Now, Frida, we have spoken to hundreds of businesses over the course of this pandemic, and they have, you know, we've always asked them about how they have, well, shifted digitally,
pivoted.
And, you know, do you have any favorite stories on how some of these SMEs have done it?
Right. What was the story? Oh, my goodness. At the beginning of the last year, who went into sanitization.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
That was a good one. Yes. The name escapes me as well.
It's a fairly well-known company, too.
Yeah.
And that was a complete change in their business model. And they said, we have to do this to survive.
Yes. And then how they had copycats right after, right?
After.
Leveraging on their name in order to get the same kind of business.
We'll come back with the name.
We'll come back with the name. But I have to say that most of the time, not only just not the experts, but also the business owners that we've spoken to, they've all said how, yes, you know, they knew that they had to do something. And sometimes they were just like, they were scrambling to try and find someone to help them, you know, if they were F&B operators, to just find a way that they could deliver their food stuff during the pandemic, or, you know, that people could order online and things like that. And then retailers as well, you know, scrambling to get their website sorted, to get on a online marketplace as well. But, you know, those little small things that just help them, you know, survive the pandemic.
I'm looking at this, right? Changing people and ways of working is harder than changing technology.
Yes,
and I agree. And I agree that was the most difficult thing. So I think once you've realized that what you need to do in the involved world, what tools will support this, you got to make sure that you train the people on the latest tools, right? Mm. You can't assume that everybody has the same information on the talent or whatever. So you got
skills.
And skills, right? So you've got to train people. Now that, yes, we need this, you've got the technology, make sure you spend time to train these people, and don't assume people will know what to do.
And this message and this, well, you can't call it really a project, but this initiative really needs to be cascaded top down. It needs to, everyone needs to be involved. But I also like what they said about not doing this overnight and implementing it across the organization, but to test, start small, test and, you know, introduce the technology, you know, maybe in teams and departments, and then slowly cascade.
Right. So there's an innovation team where, okay, we know that we're going to try this, and if it doesn't work, it's okay. We're going to keep trying it. We're going to keep trying. So there is that, you know, just knowing that this is the part that where mistakes and failures are allowed, then that's going to be how you're going to grow.
Yeah. So when we come back after the break, we'll have Ian John, Country Head of Enterprise Resource Planning Consultancy firm Simplify Consulting, to talk to us about digital transformation for SMEs and what happens next. You know, if you haven't, by any chance, if you've managed to survive this pandemic without digitally transforming, you know, what happens next? Will you have to get on that bandwagon sometime this year? All that and more will be answered. But in the meantime, we are asking you this.
Did your company digital transform during the pandemic? Take part in the poll at BFM Radio. Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bites, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bites, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about digital transformation. During the pandemic, did your company digitally transform in any way? And if so, how? What is our poll looking like?
Looking like, yes, a little bit at 41.4%. Yes, greatly, 27.6%. So yes, I think close to 70%. Mm-hmm. No, already digital at 15%. No, not yet at 15.5%. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. Okay. Now, for many SMEs, you know, it can be tough to figure out where to start. And more importantly, now that the pandemic has sort of pushed most companies into the digital space, like to figure out, you know, what to do next and how to improve further. But then there are also some companies that just, you know, like our poll suggests, 15% of the responses that still, you know, haven't in any way digitally transformed. Maybe they haven't had a need to. But we have on the line with us someone who can possibly answer and give these companies some advice on how to move forward. Ian John, Country Head of Enterprise Resource Planning consultancy firm, Simplify Consulting. Ian, thank you for staying on the line. Now, naturally, many SMEs either began or accelerated their digital transformation process because of the pandemic. But what about the businesses who couldn't adapt to digitally transforming in time? You know, what factors could have or may have contributed over there?
Yes, there are many businesses facing challenges to adapt digitally or be on a path of digital transformation. And some are battling with time due to the given market forces caused by the pandemic. The risk is real and have led to many SMEs closing down. Let's evaluate the factors contributing to this situation. Firstly, is the awareness that digital transformation via enterprise application doesn't significantly contribute to the effectiveness to the business in relation to its initial investment. Some owners have the mentality that investments should be made on tangible assets, such as machinery and equipment, which return on investments are more explicit. Secondly, many traditional businesses bosses have a mindset that hiring an additional headcount to manage the incremental activities in the form of administration, coordination, and manual tasks is more rational and cost-effective. For example, a large business experiencing growth in the number of additional suppliers and customers will result in additional paperwork, coordination, and communication. These are activities which can be automated, but it is still being assigned to a large group of staff that does this manually. Thirdly is the absence of trusted advisors and partners due to the negative outcomes of some digital transformation projects that was not successful and the consumption of resources to maintain such a project without a clear end in mind. This situation caused a lot of skeptical perception that a truly mature digital transformation, which is comprehensive, is not possible. Finally, the inability of business not being able to transform amidst the pandemic is also due to available resources at that moment. The pandemic truly hit the world as a perfect storm, which affected businesses in a number of areas. This situation suddenly caused businesses to wind down its activities and reduce reach to customers due to the lockdown and rules.
Yeah.
Are we national consumption throttling down? The certainty of cash flow is also affected. Hence, the ability to invest in digital transformation projects also difficult.
Right. You know, Ian, most SMEs are now aware of the importance of digital transformation, but what are the barriers in actually executing a successful digital transformation?
There are three areas that determines the successful implementation of a digital transformation project. These areas are correlated. An absence of either of these will create a barrier or a risk factor of the project being unsuccessful. They are resources assessment, roadmap, and change management. Firstly, resources exist in the form of expertise, knowledge, capital, business capacity, and cash flow. Determining the amount of resources at hand and how much resources will be consumed for the given timeline of the project will determine the success or failure of the project. Resources should be allocated to handle circumstances that will occur, which is unanticipated. This then sets the foundation for the second area, which is roadmap. Roadmap basically is a plan that details where the company is at, where they want to go, and how to achieve them. This plan sets out clearly the goals, milestones, objectives, scope, timeline, and dedicated resources required. Digital transformation is a comprehensive project and it affects everyone in the company. Hence, having a clear plan will structure and communicate the process clearly. Mm. Finally, all organizations have to prepare and address change management. This covers culture change, leadership, sustained lobbying, attitude, holistic collaboration, flexibility, and having an open mindset. All organizations are resistant to change. Right. However, change is a challenge that everyone appeals to because it initiates improvement and development. Mm. These areas would be general categories comprising of components that may form as a barrier if it is not addressed properly.
Definitely. Now, Ian, you mentioned a roadmap earlier, right? Now, could you give us further details on the importance of a digital transformation roadmap? Just to start that way, at least.
Roadmap details a plan. Just like any other plan, it provides the direction from where the entity is, where to arrive, and the directions together. Branching off from these three aspects will be the determination on how much resources the organization needs and how to utilize it in relation to achieving the set goals. Mm. The roadmap is important because it details the project's development in the short term, mid-term, and long term. Digital transformation doesn't just imply implementation of digital tools, but how true the transformation of systems, processes, and procedures affects the entire organization in all aspects such as productivity, customer retention, time utilization, and the psychology of the staff. With this roadmap, the company and its implementation partners will also be able to stay abreast and updated with the growing tools and improvement of technology that they can adopt all throughout the process if it is not provisioned. A roadmap can typically take 1 year to 5 years to implement. This timeline is, however, not fixed and can be a constantly evolving affair.
Right, because things change, right? Yeah. I'm sure you had this roadmap and then this thing called a pandemic came by. So that roadmap will be changed. Now, Ian, so where does enterprise resource planning come in during the digital transformation process?
Enterprise resources planning is also known as ERP. ERP is basically a finance system that covers all of what an accounting software performs and more. It covers inventory management, logistics, operations, production, integration to e-commerce platforms, and other related features. Most companies in Malaysia have an accounting software. However, this simple finance package doesn't provide intuitive business intelligence reports and dashboard that takes into account other correlated resources in relation to finance. The goal of digital transformation is to leverage the optimum use of resources in the context of delivering superior products and services to its customers. This is measured firstly through financial-based measures such as revenue and profits. However, these measures may not be sufficient as there are other measures or ratios that provide an insight to customer satisfaction. For example, a specific customer profile may value speed of delivery from the time the order is placed to the point they receive their product. A typical finance system may not be able to measure the turnover duration unless these data points are mapped in the system. A robust ERP system will contain a customer relationship management module, advanced inventory, logistics, and order management. Implementation of an ERP software is the first step to other applications such as business intelligence and data initiatives and tools.
Right. Ian, we're going to need to take a quick break for some messages, but we have a few more questions for you before we let you off the hook. We are speaking to Ian John, country head of ERP consultancy firm Simplify Consulting. We'll have more for you in just a bit, but in the meantime, get in touch with us and send us your thoughts.
Right. Take part in our poll. Did your company digitally transform during the pandemic? That's at BFM Radio on Twitter, right? There are a couple options. Yes, greatly. Yes, a little bit. No, already. Digital, no, not yet. Also via WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Give us some specifics. We'd really like to hear what your organization did over the course of this pandemic. Or was it pre-pandemic, or are you only embarking on a digital transformation now? We'd like all the details. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about SME digital transformation.
Did your company digitally transform during the pandemic? If so, how? There is a poll happening. Do take part on Twitter at BFM Radio. The options are yes, greatly, yes, a little bit, no, already digital, no, not yet. Also over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We've got a couple of comments and we'll get to them later.
Yes, because we have on the line with us, waiting patiently, Ian John, the country head of enterprise resource planning consultancy firm Simplify Consulting. Now, Ian, before the break, we were talking about how some companies just never got around to digitally transforming, like the bulk of organizations around the world over the course of this pandemic, because they just didn't have the resources to do so. Maybe it was financial resources, or maybe it was people and things like that.
Right.
But you have to admit that one of the biggest worries regarding digital transformation is the upfront costs involved. So how can companies address this, Ian?
There are several things that can be addressed with regards to the costs involved in implementing a digital transformation project. It is important to realize that in all major business decisions, it implies the risk and returns. Knowing the base technology that the implementation is about to take place, such as whether it will be a fully cloud or an on-premise system, whether it is a subscription-based pricing model, or one-time costs with yearly maintenance, is crucial. Companies also need to determine and confirm the implementation services cost model, whether it is a fixed price, fixed scope model, or a project that is subjected to many customization and change management. The cost is essentially influenced by the blueprint and scope determined. It is assumed that companies embarking on such a project may not have the full expertise to understand the implications. Hence, it is important for companies to engage a trusted advisor to provide the proper advice and insights at every stage of the project.
Right. And what governmental aid is there to support SMEs in their digital transformation, if any?
Grants are available and it is offered currently by the government. However, these grants are not conducive and feasible. This is due to the long application process. The criteria only caters to a small group. Grants in terms of financial aid alone is not sufficient to reach the vision as a whole. This is the responsibility of the entire industry, which involves software vendors, system integrators, hardware suppliers, training companies, and business association to collectively form a holistic strategy. Digital transformation covers many areas, and there is no one single entity that can address all the needs of companies. Each company embodies different profiles in terms of the industry they are from, revenue, business direction, challenges, needs, and wants. Each of these components creates a different domain and demand. This requires domain experts in a specific niche area to contribute in. there is no one domain expert that can cover everything. This is in line with the saying that it takes an entire village to raise a child. And this applies to digital transformation as well.
Right. No cookie cutter approach here. Ian, now, you know, there's been all this buzz about how SMEs can use digital transformation to survive, but they can also use digital transformation to scale. So maybe you can talk to us a bit about that.
SMEs can begin by starting small and scaling it progressively, depending on the resources at hand. Through this way, SMEs gain knowledge, build a network, rely on use cases, and implement best practices as they go along. Every implementation has to be organic and smooth. Digital transformation projects should be aimed at thriving and not just merely surviving. To thrive, this means increasing the number of customers and suppliers at scale. This will be reflected in the business incurring more transactions, activities, and operations. Technology then acts as an enabler to manage tasks that are repetitive and manual in an automated fashion. This reduces the number of errors. And with this as the first step, businesses that are mature can then look at more advanced digital transformation tools such as artificial intelligence and machine learning. An analogy to depict this is before a child learns how to run, the child first needs to learn how to crawl and walk. Hence, without taking the first basic step, it is impossible for businesses to implement an advanced digital transformation architecture.
Right. A final question, Ian. What trends or topics do SMEs need to look at for the future when it comes to furthering their digital transformation?
There are many trends and projections of how businesses will be operating in relation to digital transformation in the future. Soon, businesses and technology will be a symbiotic and inseparable pair, becoming more united. We already know big tech corporations such as Facebook introducing the metaverse and augmented reality, which is an extension of our physically known environment, that much of our human life can be alternatively lived in. Hence, the transitory platform and leading to environment will be heavily dependent on Internet of Things, cloud computing, cybersecurity, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and brain-to-computer interfaces. The direction that these are taking would demand much more from businesses to remain competitive and provide superior product and services to consumers. Experiences of buying and selling will take on a totally 180 shift. Hence, to remain relevant is no longer an optional criteria, and constant innovation, development, and value add would be the buying criteria in the future, which we are already seeing now. Consumer tastes and wants will also begin to change rapidly, and the need for the best quality at the lowest cost will create a natural demand for businesses to want digital transformation tool and expertise to meet the scale and speed of business growth and market needs.
Right. Thank you for that, Ian. That was Ian John, country head of ERP consultancy firm Simplify Consulting. On the show today, we are talking about digital transformation for SMEs. And let's wrap up the poll.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So looking at the poll results, did your company digitally transform during the pandemic? Yes, greatly at 27.6%. Yes, a little bit, 41.4%. So that's close to 70%. That did some transformation. No, already digital, 15.5%. No, not yet at 15.5%.
Yeah. We have some messages to get to as well. This first one here on Twitter by My Sire.
It said, old management style still persists. Lack of IT knowledge creates doubt and unwarranted fear. Hawkers with their online orders does better than established companies. companies in terms of IT application. That's scary, right? Yeah. After you've been through a pandemic.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you can understand why sometimes this happens as well. You know, younger generations are just more agile, more open for the challenge.
Digital natives.
Yes, they are digital natives as well. You know, so maybe they are more open to experimenting and trying these things out. And then you've got, you know, the others in the organization that, you know, if it ain't broke, why do we need to introduce something new? You know, maybe it's that kind of mindset as well.
Right. And they think that investing, you know, they think that it's, you know, putting money into IT is a cost as opposed to an investment where you get your ROI. A couple of comments over WhatsApp. Ara Kanyalang, you have very naughty comments, so I will not read that. Okay. Ro, it says, yep, we are digitally transformed. Happy New Year, Ro. We're digitally transformed and I'm free to type this because I was made redundant as a result of it. Oh, dear. Another comment here from 2016. Yes, tuition centre. I used to have heart attacks with the kids in person. Now I have heart attacks alone through a screen. and he was very naughty. So if only he could strangle them through the screen. I don't know. Frustrations as a teacher, I guess.
Yeah, but even for us, Frida, I mean, we are pretty much a digital platform. You know, we were the ones who first brought podcasts to Malaysia.
Yeah.
But over the course of the pandemic, we've also had to conduct our interviews virtually. We tried, we failed, we tested, and then now we kind of have we're in the groove of things. But look, we're coming back together again.
Right,
we're
but
back in
yeah,
the
but
studio
well, you know, it's still in a situation where do we allow guests in, that kind of thing. So,
but even we have had to digitally transform.
Yes,
and there was resistance at first, you know, from some of us. But now it's just become part of life. So, and then we continue to improve, right?
Mm.
Exactly. Well, of course, our top story for today was about digital transformation for SMEs. And, you know, because of the pandemic, digital transformation has accelerated. But what comes next? And we spoke to Ian John from Simplify Consulting. If you missed out on any part of this show, you know what to do. Go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More on Enterprise Biz Bytes, same time tomorrow. But on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.